Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and let's get ill. That's right, y'all. We born in rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to rock,
yeah, you just tuned in to KVOLT. 99.9 of your dial. I'm your host for the evening. I'm King Scratch, you know what I'm saying? First 9 callers, y'all get free tickets to my barbecue. Right now, I got somebody special for you, you know what I'm saying? The homie 9 Bone, featuring Jay Brown and Venice Cheese. Call me up and let me know what y'all think, you know what I'm saying?
It's a beautiful day outside, yeah, it's the summertime. The weather is looking good, later on it's party time. You know how we folks do, Tran 9 canning it up. With scratch in the back on the grilly grill, queuing it up. Got food and drink, head man for everybody. This is a special day for my fam, bam, to come and party. What's up, side dog, you know your boy doing it big. Where's your fam, bring your fam and smash it a shindig. No need to stop and get nothing, folks, we got it here. We got the Monier and Patron sitting right here. And Corona's on ice, we gon' do it all night, cause ain't no party like a party to the 9. Do it right, that's how we do it every summer. Every time we get together like fam bam, it gets funner. And wonder, what would it be without that special time? Sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of your summertime.
Got my shades on, kicking in my drop top. Boys got my back, so you know we keep it hot. Ladies all around me looking fly nonstop. We for sure to get it popping tonight. That's how we do it in the summertime. That's how we do it in the summertime.
Growing up as a youngin' in the thrifty streets of Harlem, where dudes had to pray for their lives only to see tomorrow. It was a clear day, beautiful day around the way. Summertime LA, block parties, ladies, hey. It was the earliest good old days when we got together. Whoa. Nobody hating on one another, we came together. Made it better for whoever, you know what, to come and party. Waited all year long, summertime to get naughty. Ladies, it's looking good, fellas doing their thing. Even got little ones running around, that's what's up, man. Having fun in the sun in a city that don't sleep. Something like New York, but Cali, y'all need to meet. And visit the city of angels with a heart set. Ain't nothing like brown pride on the west, we love that. LA's finest is here, enjoying the sunshine. It ain't nothing like the madness around in the summertime.
I've
come along, the summer's almost over now. Let's take it back to day one and recap how it went down. Well, it was the early summer beginning when I seen her. I had to step to her, what's your name, oh Selena? Well, nice to meet you, Selena, I'm Mr. Nine Vote. The one to represent one half of them kinfolk. The ones that hit you with shaking, shaking in VIP. Ladies night for show, to the side, remember me?
White linen, on a yacht party with fine women.
Hey, fellas, ho. That's how we do it every summer, y'all.
Never perpetrate and play the role of a killer. You would never be accepted by the real, real niggas. Flashing gas out here speaking on a mission. Rapsing when it really comes to getting to the digits. Front seat ride to the precinct. Paperwork wet, the boy mouth been leaking. Leak. Send somebody through there with a mop and clean it up. Niggas reppin' big for the block, but they ain't backing up they stuff. We about that ready rock, hitting with that chain, D that heavy ass. Maintain my speed in the lane and on the heavy bag. Every ass, every boulevard, every lane. Man, the hustle zone, niggas got their hands off and everything. All gas, no brakes, no J's off without the pay vacate. Striking up blocks, count strips. Originator of this West Coast gangbang shit, yeah.
This ain't the same old two-step flow. Got a little more swag, but it's still West Coast. This'll get it hurt. This'll keep it lit. I'm in the gutter lane smashing, counting up cash, trying to do the math, put the money in the bag. You ain't gotta ask everybody in the faction, but the action smash, baby.
This West Coast. Hawk on the Figueroa, niggas are popping top like soda. Big pimpin' high roller, pull over the Toyota and make niggas float like Yoda. Space invaders, woke the neighbors. My baseball cap said Oakland Raiders. There's a whole lot of scams and rackets. Ratchet, police with plans and jackets. Niggas in these streets give a fuck how you feel. Keep your eyes on the road, then your hands on the wheel, then your foot to the clutch and your wrist to the shift. It don't matter, motherfucker, just stick to the script. Earth 7, don't sleep, Earth 7 don't nope. Nap, you don't come with no snaps. Earth 7, don't rock out. Paper do a funky ass beat, gotta rock that. Niggas touch down, disappear like a lock.
This ain't the same old two-step flow. Got a little more swag, but it's still wet. This'll get it hurt. This'll get it lit. I'm in the gutter lane smashing, counting up cash, trying to do the math, put the money in the bag. You ain't gotta ask everybody in the faction, but the action smash, baby.
You wouldn't believe the way the drama jump when niggas catch you slipping without your pump. That's how June got hit up by the Mercedes. That's why they can't roll with 9s and K's. I'm high every day, these niggas in featherweight. I throw big blows, that's not a heavyweight. The Chevy scrape, the sparks fly, and niggas get wet like when the levees break. Niggas can't take the pressure from the 6-1. I'm down for whatever to get the job done. Nigga, where you from? Homie 20 mile. They say he gangster. Let's see what he really found. You's a groupie, you got your bitch with you. You hurry up and take this motherfucking picture, nigga. The Jones splitter, the one hitter quitter, the malt nigga sipper. I'm still that nigga. I'm still with the gunplay, smash the wrong way down the one way, make the front page, we all die one day. You can't escape the anger, you can't escape the rage, you can't escape here, all the 12 games.
I keep it gangsta, y'all, for all my dogs. That's what I'm telling y'all.
What you do?
I keep it gangsta, y'all, for all my bros.
That's what I'm telling y'all.
What you like?
I like weed and drink.
What you like?
I like money in a bank.
What you like?
I like weed.
Niggas still tryna holler at me about a bitch. I roll the window up, light up and hit the switch. Ass Adidas, keep it gangsta, y'all. You only wanna ball when you full of alcohol. But me, I live it, I love it, I'm buddy. It's cool, cool beats, you know how we does it. Pissing in public, so fuck it. If I was dipping in a bucket, would you still wanna suck it? Oh shit, I'm on that vodka again. I catch that snitch slipping and I'm pumping him. Cause shit, I'm a sharpshooter, test my skills. Eyes wide open, hands still on the steering wheel. Watch it bleed like a pig. Everybody crying, my mother kids. Cold case, no witnesses. Gang violence, it is what it is.
Y'all niggas don't want drama. I'm in the sleep with piranhas. Hit his ass up with the llama.
Y'all more bitchy than my baby mama.
This is what I got you if you can't keep. This is what I thought you may forget me. I promise to depart, just promise one thing. Kiss my eyes and lay me to sleep.
Tell me if you want some. Realistically gang, just to keep it 100. And these bitches on me like they really want some. Well, catch me on the green light, maybe on a late night. Fucking with a bad chick, straight about the ace light. Try to keep it ace late, and I'm trying to get paid at the same time. Well, smoking on that green, keeping my eyes red and I'm really on one. Really trying to get my music onto on some better shit and you niggas don't look go. Well, I take my time when it comes down to my perfection and you know my bitch is so intellectual. And you know I got my mind on the text if you don't know. I got to get
that's all that we need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need.
So you better know I gotta take pride in my nose. Grind in the studio in the booth. Don't want me to check, you better be respectful, no. You're wrong. Let you niggas know that I am not the one to get on. Cause I'm going to the top, better get your shit on. Because nigga, I'm passing by you on the road. Whoa. And I'm rapping, equipped it with that action. Peace, sweet, and love is my satisfaction. Island girl said that I am a bad man, I know. Whoa, I live that life that niggas that wish they can have. And you know that dreams in the air that you can grab. So I'm going full fledged till I'm 2-0. Whoa.
That's all that we need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need.
That's all we really need.
We need peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. 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 That's all we really need.
Polly, fuck it, never mind.
Created in every way. Better than the artist, you put your dollars in. So follow him and acknowledge the penmanship. On my business, niggas know what it is. Click it on your head, it's out of my hands.
focus on supply and demand. Wishing they could swipe this fly nigga out of the air. Illin' for figures digits. Getting it, this banana peel lane still slipping. Head to the back and I'm West Coast dipping. Ain't willing down the bottle prescription. Cause we dream big, gifted to drink clear. Yeah, way beyond the contest. So you cats better watch it like a Timex. No comparison to beginner or veteran. But they say my words cut like editing. In the best shape I ever been. Very bright light, call me Edison. Yeah. Yeah, ow, me and Pop just gonna sound.
All the time, verbal ass whooping. If you got beef, we can cut it up and cook it. You wanna take flight, reservations, then book it. Look it, the one shining light, I took it. Enough of that, who's that cat with the brittle face? Somebody who rolls with his family just in case. Any place, anytime, beef will be rhyme for rhyme. Three strikes going crime for crime. Five-star general, West Coast icon. Niggas on my board like it's something to ride on. Beat down, West up, in the cup going. Keeping up with fast, but fuck what they doing. True West, two hands, eight fingers showing. Throw them in the sky because that's where they going. If you not know a game, scratch ITC. West Coast, East Side, SC. Yeah.
Yeah, ow, me and Pop just gonna sound. Yeah, yeah. Me and Pop just gonna sound.
Spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah, True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tighten them white dudes down your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio.
Let's get them.
True West Radio. What the fuck is up? This is West Coast Wednesday, man, over here on the True West Network. If y'all were online and y'all listening, man, give us a call, 323-642-1597, so we can have y'all a part of what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Come jump in. Get in where you fit in. Or keep the pants that you sit in. I got my man Mr. Everywhere in the house.
What's going on, everybody?
JoJo Loco. And my nigga, NSX. Man, y'all gotta listen.
What's
y'all
up,
gotta
everybody?
Listen. Y'all gotta listen,
everybody.
The fans love y'all, man. What's going on?
They all clapping the same.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Because they all got the same hand.
Hey, I want them clapping harder for me.
No. Hey, no, I'm going to find some deeper claps. I'm going to get some black folk claps. I'm going to go get some Def Comedy Jam on your ass or
something. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You know what to do?
What's up,
people?
Here, boy?
What's going on? What's going on?
I'm all good like firewood. Hanging like wet clothes with two broke niggas and swap me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Poster or some double D's or some sagging draws. I'm hanging on like all that.
Hanging up like a hanger,
man. All that hanging up like I just snipped my bud and I'm putting it up in the air.
Hanging like wallpaper.
All that, whatever's hanging, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but no, I'm chilling, man. I couldn't be better, man. It's, you know, whenever you wake up in the morning and your ass wake up. Is it time to start a new one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good day
yeah.
when you wake up.
It's time mm-hmm. to start a new one. You wake up again, it's time to start a new one.
You somebody know what I mean? Planned on it, but somebody didn't get that chance somewhere, you know.
When God calls you home, you go home. But at the same time, he could actually speed the process alone if you're being a stupid ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Disobeying your parents.
Today could have been, this wouldn't be your day today. You're supposed to die like 15, 20 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
But you set it up until today. God said, okay, yeah, you know, man, let me change this day.
Man, ooh-ooh.
This
West checkout
lane.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Because
you
don't have time,
up.
You know. You think. You got the people that was born with disabilities and stuff like that that you got to look out for, give extra care to protect. So the people that keep repeating, they got plenty of sense to keep doing dumb stuff. You just say, like that thing.
I guarantee you one thing. All of us on this life have had a near-death experience in one way or the other.
I had three of them.
Hey, three of them. See, that's what I'm saying. But see, you know, I don't know if it's health reasons, but I know I got shot at, car accidents, all kind of shit. And I'm like, we're not done. We're not finished. Our destiny ain't done yet. We ain't even... We got our mark on the map, but shit, we exceeding it. So when you start doing good shit, God go, okay, let me give him a little extra time. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. You got to keep living because, man, he protect you. See, man, if you got, that's why I say you got praying parents, praying mom and granny and stuff, they can guide you through a lot of stuff. then and you know your heart gonna carry you. You know, you're just saying a cold-hearted person, but you're going through your adolescence and trying to find your way. So he gonna guide you through and say, okay, let me just protect him, because I see in him that later on, you know, that's a man. Because
he just knocked you around a little bit. That's all.
Adult whooping, grown folk whooping. That's what you get. Because he said, I love him enough to give him some grown folk. I'm not just going to let him think it's okay, so I'm going to whoop him and get him back, just like touching that hot plug, you know. But it's some people that's sociopath. We got homeboys that's straight sociopath. They don't belong in society nowhere. You know what I mean? So it's like, man.
I know some sociopaths that's in society. Shit.
Yeah, I know. But
he
damn.
Sociopaths and what's that other motherfucker? Narcissist.
Right, yeah, oh yeah.
Narcissists, I love getting in their ass, because who's the motherfucker patting themselves on the back too motherfucking hard, or think you need to have all the attention? You a narcissist, and most narcissist people are Hollywood as fuck. They got something going on different than what you got going on, and they figure that what they got going on is better than what you got going on. So that's when the narcissists kick in, especially when they cocky about it.
But pride always come before a fall, though. You know what I'm saying? So,
man.
Let them get built up, man. You know.
I do.
They say you always meet the same ones on the way down as you meet on the way up. So.
No, I'm going to be, nigga, I'm going to come down off my ladder, and I'm going to get to the bottom floor, and I want to sit there and watch them fall off the ladder. See, I'm going to climb down just to see them hit the ground.
Okay.
I'm gonna laugh with they bitch ass. I'm gonna go right back where I was.
But on some real shit, let me ask you this: like, so I always wonder now. How do you think? What is people's existence when they don't exist no more in this life form? Do you think they know it? Do you think they, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, or does your life just play out like it would have just? It just continue rolling the film, but I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? They say, you know what I mean? Well, you know, I be seeing shit, but it's like you're attached to something. Whatever it is, you're attached to it.
You're talking about the people that stay here, the ghosts or whatever.
Yeah, they stuck in limbo, so... They're in between worlds, you know what I mean? They stuck here. So, you know what I mean? They don't know if they're... And they still feel like they're still alive, but they're, you know what I mean? But they're really passed on, but they think they're still alive.
Especially if they were taken abruptly like that. Like, they didn't know that they was going to leave. They was just taken, boom, instant, boom, gone. And they ain't... Yeah, that's the people that hang around and be... Man, see? That was crazy.
That's what's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start seeing it. Then I call an old lady walk through my room every morning at 3:00.
Well, you know what? 3:00. Like, they say at 3:00. That's when in the morning. That's when all that shit really kick off. You know what I'm saying? And I believe it, because you know what? It's wild, because I haven't seen nothing in my house, but every morning at 3:00 I wake up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't always look at the clock, but I have at or around that time a lot of times. I'm talking about lot enough times to be tripping off of it, like, damn, what the hell? And I sit there and toss and turn, can't go back to sleep.
Because you know what it is I know at 3 o'clock exactly my TV go off. And when it go off, it be loud as fuck, like. So it seemed like I know exactly when 3 o'clock is to wake up to stop that goddamn loud-ass noise on my TV. Because I can't sleep without no TV on.
Well, they got a thing. It's an app called a smart alarm that can read your brain waves and your sleep pattern. It can tell what stage of sleep that you're in and all that shit. It's an app on your phone, so... It's like, man, my wife got the health app, and it'll tell her, you went to sleep at this time, you woke up at this time, based on, man, it's some crazy shit. So I'm just there to,
But see, this is the thing. A lot of us got it, or a lot of us see it, but in your head, you're like, oh, no, I'm just tripping. Or you just, you know what I mean, you in denial.
You got an internal clock, man. You know, anyway, it's almost like when you was a little kid and you knew you was going to Magic Mountain the next day. Shit. Think I'm up in dress sitting there before anybody else wake up. We going to Magic Mountain, my nigga. Nigga, everybody else waking up. Oh, my mama going in there, waking up everybody who in the house. Oh, yeah, y'all ready to go? Y'all got to get up and get ready. And she look over at me and just start busting up. I be like, nigga, I've been up for hours waiting to go. While they was sleeping,
yeah, when
I was dressed. I was dressed. Oh, nigga. Ooh.
4 o'clock. Nigga be up at 4 o'clock to leave at 6.
Yep. I know you ain't that old, but how old was Mountain Magic Mountain shit when you was a kid? Damn. That motherfucker, when they built that motherfucker?
I'm 53. So I say I'm 53. Six Flags Magic Mountain, because there's Six Flags in damn near every state. I went to Six Flags over Texas, Six Flags over Georgia. I went to all of them. But Six Flags Magic Mountain. Let's see.
Yeah.
I think I was about 10 the first time I went.
Yeah. That motherfucker wasn't no magic. There wasn't no hill, was it?
Huh? Magic Mountain?
I said it was a hill, then it grew to a mountain.
If you try to walk around,
if you walk around Magic Mountain, you getting a workout. I'm telling you that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, real workout.
You getting a workout. So, you know, you
like
go
Disneyland,
there.
Like Disneyland, Knoxbury Farm, that shit is all flat. So you can walk around that motherfucker numerous times. But when you get to Magic Mountain, you going up and down that motherfucker like you really mountain climbing.
Nigga, I'm telling you. We'd be like, what we going to get on next? Oh, we getting ready to get on Gold Rush. God damn, we got to walk all the way up that hill. Then bust a left.
And they're standing in that line. And they're standing in line for about an hour or two.
Mm-hmm. Get on that, that 1 minute, 2 minute ride. Then where we going to go next? Then you go, we going to get on Colossus. You got to go all the way to the other side of the port. But they got trams and shit. They got trams, so sometimes you could take the tram down, so you won't have to walk down the hill. You could take the tram to go up. But all the ladies back there, they taking the damn.
Or the train. Take the train and get off on a different stop.
Yeah. You know, and they do that. They do that at Disneyland. Disneyland, they take you to different stops. But if you go to Magic Mountain, it's a workout. Six Flags over Texas, over Georgia, all the motherfuckers, all flat land. So you just walk around, nigga, like a fair type of shit. This motherfucker, you actually have to pull a heel to get up to some of these places. Oh, but it's fun as fuck. I can't wait to go, man. Shit, as soon as motherfucker can take this mask off, I'm in that bitch. My wife don't like ride. Nigga, I love it, nigga.
I ain't gonna even ride a teacup.
Nigga, oh, man, you brought that up. Nigga, back in the day, my baby mama and one of her friends and my brother, they want to get on the teacups. Now, me and my brother been wrecking teacups at Disneyland, nigga, for years. Every time we jump off the teacups, everybody wants a teacup we on because they think it's faster than everybody's teacup. Nigga, so we told the girls, nigga, now we grown-ass men. And I told my brother EJ, I said, you remember how we used to do the teacups, right? Like, yep. So we gave them girls a chance. Do y'all really want to get on these teacups with us? If you don't, you better not get on them. What y'all gonna do, motherfucker? Y'all niggas ain't new. Nigga, we had them teacups spinning so fast, nigga. They was sick. Because now I should just whipping, nigga. We grown men. When we were little kids, they'd be on the teacups. We had them ripping. Nigga, because you got to spin that little thing in the middle. Nigga, they was helping us spin. They was all, oh, shit.
Yeah, motherfucker, get faster and faster.
Both of them bitches' heads was hanging off the back of that bitch. They didn't throw up, but their heads was hanging off the back. They couldn't even hold their head together. And me and my brother just spinning and laughing. So as soon, nigga, as we was when we was kids, as soon as we off them teacup, all the kids wanted to teach that we was in. That's just a little story I want to tell y'all, man. But anyway, if y'all online, y'all need to hit us up, man. 323-642-1597. We got some cool-ass news. I'm just waiting on Scotty D to call. You know, we got some cool-ass news I want to throw at y'all. You know, it's going to be an event coming up soon. And, you know, I want him to speak on it before I do. So, you know what I'm saying? It's up 323-642-1597. I'm gonna make a flyer. All right, what the fuck is going on? I know my mouse ain't dying. Is that what it is? But yeah, we got an event coming up. We want you know, all of y'all to be a part of it, and we also got you know, it's gonna be some dope shit, man. That's the only thing I can say, man. True West Radio, West Coast Wednesday. Let me get on my own balls for about 30 seconds. Here we go.
It's another release from the West Coast Beast. Wearing all red like I play for the Chiefs. Keep the gat in my lap so I don't have to reach. Throwing up the W when I'm chilling on the geese. I'm psychotic, heads bounce like hydraulics. Anything you want, baby girl, I got it. Niggas hate, I do too much when I'm flossing. Rolling down main, breaking left on Slauson. Love how the rim shine, proud how the paint gleam. Me and King Scratch, the motherfucking dream team. Supreme being, me, flawless. Like my weed sticky, my bitch is brawless. I love my shit banging, give a fuck what you claiming. This type of shit, I have a square nigga banging. RS9 straight singing. Step to SI, make your funk ass famous. SI, true trigger man. Open fire on the nigga, George Zimmerman. Move that rock nigga hand to hand. Dogs break the park, shit is seen. All the nigga friends. King Scratch, true trigger man. Open fire on the nigga, George Zimmerman. Move that rock nigga hand to hand. Dogs break the park, shit is seen. All the nigga friends.
Eastside, West Coast, G. Walk two-step, I rep true, wear more blue, got that fat sack like a kangaroo, hopping out the car with the whole fucking crew, deal with repercussions, searching for the backlash, got illegal weapons in my stash, ready to crash, all y'all parties at three, call security, cause I got a whole lot of niggas with me. Some business suit, some khaki suit, some wanna talk, some wanna shoot, wear a
vacation. Here we come, here we come, here we go. Standing on the top, let the bodies hit the floor. Hey yo, take over, that was the plan. Look into my eyes and see a real true trigger man. S5 true trigger man. Open fire on the nigga, George Zimmerman. Move that rock nigga hand to hand. Dogs break the park, shit a scene. All the niggas friends. King Scratch, true trigger man. Open fire on the nigga, George Zimmerman. Move that rock nigga hand to hand. Dogs break the park, shit a scene. All the niggas friends.
Westside true west. Westside true west. Westside true west. West side true west. West side true west. West side true west.
Better believe it if I have to repeat it. M16 and 1/5 for that dreamy. Have a nigga blastin', have your bitch dreamy. The world is mine and you niggas just leasing. California grown nigga in the city raised. Niggas against the odds with tattoos and French braids. Rolling big whips, getting paid. Chuck T's and purple hay. Houses on the beach, invest in that real estate. Collaborated with a renegade. Didn't anticipate the 16 months behind prison gates. That's just a day in the life of a man made. That's just the price you pay when you a man made. This cut is deep in the knees, more than a band-aid. Maximum pain, turn up the game. 100 rain, firing the flame. This is my thing, it is my move, and that is the game. It's a money grab, it's monetary. It's a money grab, it's monetary. It's a money grab, it's monetary. I'ma carry the llama, the Nina, the 9mm, the Beretta. It's a money grab, it's monetary. It's a money grab, it's monetary. It's a money grab, it's monetary. I'ma carry the llama, the Nina, the 9mm, the Beretta.
Always in heat. Keep her in the passenger seat. Rolling with me every time I hit the street. Niggas run they mouth, but her kids run faster. They do what I want, I don't even have to ask her. Move the crowd, cause she talks too loud. Smoke coming out her lips like a blackened mouth. Niggas bow down when I bring my girl with me. I left her in the bed last time y'all tried to hit me. Where's up now? I got my bitch and she agitated. Could've came right back, but I'm glad that I waited. Everybody scattered when they see me hit the block. You can run and lock your door, but we gon' still come and knock. My partner and crime always got my back. Fuck everybody, no matter where we at. Get bad, but they could get better when it's only me and my Beretta down for whatever.
Part 1, part 2, part 3, part 4. Gotta make mixtapes, can't sell them in the store. Damn, I can't take it no more. Not saying no names, but some niggas made my brain sore. Repetition, that means over and over again. Some of y'all didn't finish grade 10. So I gotta break it down for the stupid old niggas selling notes just to be a gang of industry hoes. Reality fool, they're not gonna pay you. They just might play it. In the end, nigga, no paper. Wasting time trying to sound like the artist on the radio. Listen to this crash down, here we go. A lot of times I wanna have a fit. We do everything, but I live for this true west shit.
Niggas coming through with these whack ass rap songs. Went from chucks to bands on your soul. Young ass guppy, stop trying to break the mold. Coming through in your skinny jeans. Tattoo kids trying to look all mean. Well here's the thing, yo hop then went pop. It ain't hip, so nigga want you stop. Backpack with the wax track, to the side on the fly, nigga, this that true west shit, huh? Fuck radio, they wanna pay to play. Never play gangsta rap shit anyway. Fuck the club, a nigga don't wanna dance, just wanna throw the dubs up with my hands, huh? You niggas on that Fruity Loop shit, we do everything, but I live for this true west shit.
to kill them. Niggas is bench players, never be starters. So I slaughter, word to my daughter. What you know about this? South Central, where the cops at the windshields to catch them in the temple. It's simple, it's that LA mentality. We're in the back alley, you get in for your salary. Everybody mad at me, LeBron James syndrome. That shit you on, I already been on.
I just wanna hit ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to...
Wait, hold on. I'm gonna play this motherfucker one more time because everybody out there, if y'all some... You know, y'all don't know what the fuck y'all doing when it come down to women, nigga. Listen to this motherfucker because this is what you gotta do if what it is. You know what I'm saying? Check this out. I just had to stop and say that. Hell, I'll play it one more time. Here we go.
I just wanna hit ya. I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. I know that we just met and we both having bottles at home, having long conversations on the phone. Your man is tripping, my girl is tripping, and you slipping into depression. I make you laugh, it's part of your confession. You wanna get to know me better as a friend. It's been about 3 years since you talked to any other men. You contemplating if you wanna love her on the side. You got nervous and backed out the last time you tried. You shouldn't have told me that because I'm in pursuit like a high speed chase. Keep that smile on your face. Just remember, leave your feelings at home. If we hook up, you think I'm there, but I'll be gone every time you look up. A friend with benefits, that's what we need. Half on the room, half on the drinks, half on the weed. I never wanna hear that you love me. Bring your pussy over here and leave your heart with your hubby. I just wanna get ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya.
It's been 3 weeks. Late night creep, motel sheets, suspicions from my peeps. But we still kick it every time we get a chance to. I'm glad you understand, I'm not here to romance you. Straight seduction and fulfilling our needs. You release your juice, I feel the rubber with seeds. You keep coming back because my stroke ain't gon' change. But later on we gotta talk because you starting to act strange. Mad when I'm leaving, happy when you see me. I'm supposed to please you, you supposed to please me. Don't get me wrong, I sympathize about your feelings. But if you gonna cook my rabbit, I don't want no kind of dealings. We could get together without bouncing the bed. Me and you was only sex, that's exactly what you said. If you use that L word, I'm gonna have to bullshit ya. A couple of times you trip, I think you brought your heart with ya.
I just wanna hit ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya.
It's been a long time. Was crazy.
cracking, how you doing? Back in the day, it was you I was pursuing. Some years later, still fine as fuck, and your body still got me on stuck. You wanted me, you should've let it be known. Forget that bitch that I was with, that shit could've been on. If you feel the same way, let's get together and chill. If you wanna get a room, I got something on the bill. Are you with it? Damn, I can't wait to see you naked, counting down every hour, every minute, every second. Since you've been celibate, I promise that I'll be gentle, so the screaming won't disturb nobody else in the rental. Wear something sexy for your boy, if you got one, bring it to you. Playing with it is something I enjoy. After a little foreplay on my lap, I was hit you, but I'll throw your ass off if you brought your arm with ya. I just wanna hit ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya.
What it do, West Coast? It's the old man Low. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet. And we back with it.
What up, everybody? You rocking live with King Scratch. DJ Head Love. I'm your boy, Confederate Coach, with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
West, sir, this is Ill Gates, and you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
Yo, 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 we back up in this motherfucker. King Scrizzy, King Scrizzy, King Scrizzy, King Scrizzy. Hold on, let me get some claps for that. Mr. Everywhere, 86, hair of love, hair of love. Food Ali,
86, what's up, baby?
On TV.
Yeah. What's up, what's up?
We all up in this motherfucker, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah,
same
hand.
Yeah.
Hey, look, if y'all want to pay me to put some more hands on there, nigga, just, you know, my cash app is Dollar Sign Key, Scratch, 760. Send me the live motherfucker. Get as many hand clappers y'all want on this motherfucker. I just fucking with y'all, man. You know how we do it, man.
Hey.
Yeah, man.
It's all love, baby.
Man, I was watching, I don't know, this woman in, she in, fuck, where the fuck, she like a fucking senator or something like that, not a senator, she like a prosecutor of the state, and what they did was, like, if they catch you with some weed, or they explode in all of your dope cases like little shit. If you murder a motherfucker, you going to jail. But like, all the little shit that niggas go to jail for, and her city for the past year, like if you get caught with weed, where the fuck she at? She wasn't putting in nobody in jail for that shit. And they crime went down, everything went down, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that shit is dope. I don't know. I'm going to have to look
Triple
it up.
Weed, man. They need to go on just let it, and weed be what it's going to be, man. Weed ain't number herbs.
Everybody takes weed a different way. But the people who master weed, they can control it. The new day that hit weed don't know what the fuck is getting ready to happen.
That's the difference.
Because you fuck around.
I
remember the first time I hit some good weed. Oh, nigga, I didn't know what was happening. You know what I'm saying? The good weed.
Mm-hmm.
I smoked some weed with my father, but it was some stress because them motherfuckers, they was just stress kings. The first time I hit some real chronic, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That shit was a
different
story.
Look at the sign of the times, man, we're really falling back into the psychedelic moments. The psychedelic shit. You know what I'm saying?
Not me. I ain't never been on some psychedelics. I ain't trying to fuck with them. No mushroom, no swimming, no...
Mm-mm.
I saw all of that shit.
And the reason why I said it is because everybody looking for a physic. That's the only reason I said that. Everybody looking for a physic.
But see, the whole thing, if you content with what you got, see, the whole thing is if I smoke some weed and I drink some beer, I'm good. You got a lot of people that want to get higher than what they really are or what they really get.
Yeah.
I can't go no higher. I done sold everything to people when I see how they act, so I know I can't do it.
Right.
I don't need to get no higher than what I get.
Yeah.
But you got people out there, you got people who got addictive personalities. So what the addictive personality does, and the motherfuckers who run depression, they're like, yeah, let me hit the mushroom.
Yeah.
And then when they trying to chase Murphy around the yard or some shit like that, then it's like some other shit. Did y'all see them Smurfs? I'm going to catch one of them Smurfs.
Yeah.
So there's a nigga running around the yard chasing something that ain't there. You know what I'm saying?
We're in there, baby.
Motherfuckers who go swimming, the first thing they want to do is take their clothes off. I done sold too much wet in my life to know when motherfuckers, they be up the wet. The only thing I used to like is when I used to sell it to the girls, I'd just sit there and wait for them. Come on, just wait for it. They super strong like a motherfucker, but they naked. Okay, fine.
Yeah. I'm on this dirty water right now.
Alcohol, you know what alcohol do to you. Because even if you haven't had alcohol, you know what alcohol do to you. But you take that other shit that you never took before, you don't know what's going to happen to you. You fuck around and be cabbage, nigga. I'm just saying. That's the way I look at it. You know,
I know a cat. Yeah, he took some mescaline or something, and his mind like a 5-year-old.
You know, yeah, my other girl, she just passed this morning. They gave her, she took one of them dummy antifeels with that fentanyl on there. She passed away. Then the other guy she was with, he's on life support. And then about a few hours later, some 20-year-old girl, I guess she got hooked to one too. Now she in the hospital all fucked up.
Where is
it? Texarkana.
Nigga, that fentanyl shit ain't no joke, bro. Because let them tell you, that's that Michael Jackson death. That's that, you know, Prince death, you know. But, you know, the whole thing about it is when you start dabbing in the shit that you don't know about. I mean, like I said, I done seen what happened to all the people I used to sell the drugs I used to. That's one of the reasons why I stopped selling dope.
Yeah.
The money was good, but I started looking to see how people was like, how they were, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do have a soul.
You know got a conscience. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right. I got a soul. I got a conscience, so I couldn't sell that shit no more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was good that, you know, I had a couple of dollars and I bought me a drum machine and some little equipment. And after I did that, I was like, I can't do that no more.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it because I was seeing what it was doing. Okay, first of all, if you sell it crack, I mean, anything that people get addicted to and they ain't got no money and they really, really want it, they gonna do anything to get it.
Mm-hmm.
I start feeling like I was part of the problem.
Yeah, you are. Whether they gonna get it from somewhere, but it don't gotta be for me.
It ain't gonna be for me, man. I had to throw that. I'll say to weed in a minute. You know what I'm saying? But all that other shit, nigga, I was like, damn, man, this wasn't God playing for me.
Mm-mm. For nobody. Think about it. I said, the dope game was meant for a stepping stone, not an occupation to kick back and be resting on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Think about that shit.
Right. Because it'd be like,
this
all right,
became a new trade.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, you see all the motherfuckers that was actually balling dope dealing. They die young as a motherfucker. That's when I was telling y'all earlier about God speeding that clock up.
Yeah. Ooh-wee. You talking now. Hey, you preaching. You don't know it. You preaching, but hey.
That's when God speeds that clock up. Say, all right, about as rich as you gonna get.
Yeah.
I had one of my cousins, you know what I'm saying, and he was doing that shit. He was balling. I love when I seen that nigga car pull up in front of my house. I was like, oh, this nigga getting ready to tip a nigga off something, some money. And he would always leave me something, you know what I'm saying? And one of his boys killed him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was like an old Nino Brown shit. Not that big, but one of the niggas from his name.
Yeah.
So,
ain't no loyalty.
Yeah. And that shit happened when I was 16 years old. You know what I mean? So I'm like, damn. So that's the thing. Boy, you speed that clock up. That's what my cousin was doing. Nigga was balling out of control. That nigga had the fattest Porsche, nigga. Back in them days, nigga, when I was 16, nigga had a Porsche, nigga. You on deck.
That nigga
Porsche was so nice. But what happened was, one of his boys killed him.
I'm begging.
Yeah.
You got a piece of blunt, man?
Yeah, that cutthroat
game.
It's a cutthroat game. That's just what happens. You know what I'm saying? When you when you fuck around and you decide that that's going to be the shit for the rest of your life.
And
that
you know what?
I'm bringing it. I'll come get it. No, I'll come get it.
That's how I feel about Tookie. You know, hey, so they saying like, you know, Tookie, and I'm from, I always, like, that's how even about game banging. You know, I always felt like, man, who am I to inflict death on another man because of his shirt color, man. Who am I? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We from a neighborhood and we're, you know what I'm saying? But that shit didn't feel good. But see, that movie, Redemption, did y'all see Redemption with Tookie?
Yeah.
cookie story? Mm-hmm.
I saw it, but we already know. I know Tookie's story, and so do Scott. Yeah. Scott will tell you more than me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The thing about it, like, man, is go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, he could have been, or anybody, just say anybody from that matter, but where. I think we could live to an age of repentance, because that movie was about repentance, you know what I'm saying? So redemption, redeem me from my past ways. And then God said it wasn't for the state to take his life, because God went through working with him, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, every time people... what Tookie did, you know what I'm saying? That's okay.
He may not.
You go to the whole thing about it is, when you look at the justice system from, you know, back then, and you look at the justice system now, it's a whole lot of people that's getting out of jail because they was falsely convicted.
Mm-hmm.
They was falsely, huh? Yeah, it wasn't nothing in their favor. But they was falsely convicted. You know, things are so different now, you know, with all the forensics, you know, they going through that shit with the George Floyd death with the cop that actually killed him. And you got all these people on the stand actually telling it, like, damn, this old man, boy, that nigga was crying, he made me cry. It's hard to make me cry.
Yeah.
If I'm crying, damn, I'm about to shoot somebody. This nigga, this old man, he was up there, he was standing in the street. He said, I knew he was going to die. And the cop looked at me like, what?
So?
And he broke down. He broke down in the courtroom, nigga. I was like, oh, that's fucked up. And the young girl who shot it, she was 17 at the time. The one with, when you actually see that nigga on the neck, like right there in the back of the court, she was 17.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I see it every day. It's just... I can't sleep, all that shit. So not only these motherfuckers gonna have to pay for what the cop did, they gonna have to pay something for all them people that if they was actually traumatized or not, you gonna have to shoot them something.
Man, you know, death, as I get older, and like you said, it ain't nothing to cry, man. Hey. I didn't know my partner's death was going to affect me like it did, man. I went fishing on a Saturday, and I was just like, man, you know, this shit is a different thing when somebody's life is taken. And then right there on camp, that even Nipsey's hurt me. Nipsey, boy, that shit tore me up. I ain't going to lie.
Nip was my nigga, boy.
Just to see it right there visually on camera played out in front of you for the world to see, that shit just...
Oh, yeah, that shit fucked me up too, bro. That shit fucked me up. But, you know, I swear, and I've said this on True West Radio before, I think if I was right there, I'd have had to take the motherfucker chance. I'd have had to go and just try to bomb rush them niggas. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, because it's been so many times. I don't know these motherfuckers from nobody. I've seen motherfuckers getting attacked. Nigga, and I jump out the car and jump in with the nigga that's getting attacked.
In a way, Scrat, I feel you, because I feel like even if it costs you your life, you probably go automatically right to heaven at that moment, like, period. Scratch every bad thing you ever done. Like, guys, like, he put his life at risk in a, there's somebody he don't know, But it's so dangerous because even cops say don't get in domestic situations and stuff. I seen these dudes beating this girl so bad, a girl. They was beating her so bad, and I felt so helpless. I ain't had no pistol. I ain't had nothing. Because I was like, these little mop head niggas going to do something. I know if I get out, it probably be it for me. Yeah, but so damn.
If you standing right there and it's happening, it's like this Chinese lady just yesterday. Nigga, she was just walking down the street, like 69-year-old lady. And this big old black motherfucker just came and knocked her over and kicked her in the head and stomped her. And the super twist is it was in front of this place that had two security guards standing right there. You know what the security did? The guard did? They closed the door.
Damn.
Dude walked off. This lady out there done got fucked up for no reason. That's not my instinct. My instinct is like, what the fuck?
My reaction is I'm going to fire on somebody. I ain't got no sense.
Especially somebody out there knocking old ladies. It's just, like I said, we used to have, I ain't going to say the green, what were they called? The guardian angels?
Neighborhood Watch, Guardian Angels, and through the Islam Nation.
Like, where is everybody, man? It's out of control. Where the hell is everybody, man? Like, there's bold enough to sit up there and be like, nigga, y'all is not finna wreak havoc in the neighborhoods, y'all.
People show up when it's, if it's black on black, motherfuckers ain't showing up. If it's black on anybody else, they showing up. If the SA decide they want to fuck up some black motherfuckers, they show up. It's always that. It ain't, but see, that's the thing. First of all, the motherfucking, the angel motherfuckers, they just out the pigeon. You know what I'm saying? But us as people, I swear if I was a security guard, now look out there and see dude fucking that old lady up, my instinct is go outside. Yeah.
Right.
Like, what the fuck you doing,
my nigga? My mind is like, that could have been my grandma.
Cheery.
What if it was dead?
Yeah, right.
See, the whole thing about it, I would tell you the super duper twist. They caught the nigga that did it, and that nigga was in the pen since 2002 and not got out too long ago because he killed his own mama.
So he throwed off already.
That nigga just got out of jail. Yeah, that nigga. But see, that goes back to what we were talking about earlier. You know, a lot of motherfuckers can't survive unless they're in prison.
Yeah, he's institutionalized. He
fucked up in the head. He killed his mama. He ain't been out but about 90 days. And then he's going to attack this woman for no goddamn reason. I think it was swole, but I'd have gave him my best, nigga. I'd have went out that motherfucker like, cub, bow! Nigga. It would have been hard.
I can't see how
But these motherfuckers, the security guards closed the door. And he laying on the sidewalk. Oh, we was calling 911.
But it's two of y'all. It wasn't him.
Yeah, we.
I'm doing security, and it's me and a partner, nigga. We about to fuck a nigga up.
Oh, if it was me and you, we would have went out there and laid him down.
I'd have been, you go high.
We're missing.
I go low.
We're missing everywhere.
We about to break this.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Tell them about that time that dude came and shot at the apartment complex we staying in. The security guard, tell him what he did.
Yeah, the security guard, he dived to the ground. Shit. Took off high.
No.
He came
up to the apartment and did what?
Who, the security guard?
Yeah.
security guard ain't the one who did it. It was a Mexican dude who came up there.
No, I said after they shot over there, what did the security guard do? He came to our apartment and did what?
Sit down and talk about making beats and rapping?
No, he called his girlfriend like, baby, come over here and pick me up from over here. He's over here shooting.
Yeah.
Baby, they tripping over here. Come
shooting
pick me
is
up.
One thing, nigga. Nigga, that'd probably be me.
But we didn't know. The dude pulled up on us. He said, hey, man, y'all know so-and-so? We like, who? He said, so-and-so. He named off a name. And, you know, I was like, man, I'm just fresh out. I wasn't even out there a whole week. And he was like, you ain't got it home. Pow, 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 pow. Just started shooting at us. And I was like, boom, I hit the ground. And I got up and running trying to get my pistol at 86 and let his partner hold my pistol so I ain't even got no heat. I'm like, man, ain't this about some shit? He's like, oh, man, I let my little partner hold on to him. I'm like, God damn.
If a motherfucker shooting, more than likely he going to leave. So you going and running, getting your shit, unless they come back around type of shit.
Yeah, if they come back around, I want to be ready. That's just me. You know, I'm going to be armed to the teeth. You know, I try to move around, that's how I be trying to be there. I tell people, don't even come up to my window, knocking on my window and stuff when I'm driving in my truck. But I be done shot through the window and shot your face off. I had a guy kind of run around when I was trying to do the in car cigarette light because I don't smoke. I did that trying to press the one in the car. They turned around, going to put a little 25 to my head. Then I swung around and grabbed the gun, not holding the gun, but grabbed it where he couldn't shoot me. And I'm looking at me and him on the side, and the partner come jump out the car and hit me in the back of the head where he hit me like a 9mm. So I'm fighting one, and the other one pulled my pants all the way down by my ankle, and the girl pulled up blowing the horn, so they took off. So by the time I jumped in my car trying to chase them down, they ran straight through the red light, and the police were coming through the green light. I'm like, damn. So I lost them all. I be on the status at all times. I tell people, hey, man, no, I ain't got no money, move back. It's just me.
Yeah, well, that's why, man. I've been
and these masks. They got masks now. I ain't playing that shit. What about these masks? I don't.
Nigga, you couldn't even walk in a store with a mask on, you know, back in
before,
the
day.
Huh? Yeah, nigga, that was against the law.
You can't even go in the store on Halloween with a mask on.
No. Hell no. But the kids, they like drinking. But you grown and you got your goddamn kids outside, nigga. You can have that mask in here, sir. Only that
but you know
like
the crazy thing is? You'd have thought motherfuckers would have been robbing banks and shit because niggas got masks on them.
I know. I mean,
you know why motherfuckers ain't doing that shit right now, bro? I'm going to be 1,000 with you. Because everybody got a camera.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it was easier. You could get away with that shit, but nobody was really doing it. Now, nigga. Motherfuckers look at motherfuckers, see motherfuckers, they moving crazy, and they see a nigga with some goddamn AKs or something hanging out their goddamn coat going into a bank. Somebody filming your ass going in. Of course, so everybody got the whole shit. Then, man, it's too much surveillance. They had this motherfucker on TV. This nigga killed up the motherfucker. You know what gave him away? The nigga spit out some chewing gum. The other nigga was smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, they got that guy off the traffic cameras, man. The traffic cameras were following him goddamn city block to city block. They like, he going to this block. He going to that block. Going to that block.
Yep. And that motherfucker be taking pictures of your ass all the way down the block.
And it was just film. I mean, it got actual film. It was just video footage. And they just relaying it to them where he was going. So I'm just like, you just imagine that. You think you getting away. And here you got these traffic cameras that's just like, boom, just give them your pinpoint. So that's the only thing.
That's them dumb motherfuckers.
You know, cell phone pinging now. That's what gets you, because you be on the cell phone and be like, no, man, I was in Vegas. They like, scratch, you was in Vegas for real? Well, hell,
they'll ping your phone. They'll ping your phone, nigga. So you be like, oh, shit.
That's why if you go do something, you be smart about how you do it. That's why dumb motherfuckers get caught. You hear they do dumb shit.
Well, you better do it by your dumb self, because goddamn it, you do it to anybody else. All you got to do is like they do on First 48 and they get that red mark and surgery. Yeah, Dun-Dun said you were the shooter. Doc, what? Hey, man, I'm going to tell y'all what. See, I was driving, right? But Dun-Dun, he got the gun from Keith. I was in the car asleep when he got the gun, but I seen it. Them some guns start talking quick, fast, and hurry. That when I go downtown, I say, hey, man, cut that camera off, cut that recorder off, and bring my handbag.
If I did something with somebody, if I got caught, I take the rap. That's just the bottom line. I don't care if JoJo said what. Well, JoJo in the other room saying that. You know what I'm saying? You was the motherfucker that killed him. I did.
You know what's funny? That reminded me of the time when they questioned me for some shit that happened. And they was like, your boy in the room singing like a canary. I said, I'm going to fuck what that nigga tell you. All I can tell you is Big Bird from Sesame Street is my crime partner.
You know what I'm saying? Find Big Bird, nigga. But see, you gonna confess, you gonna say, nigga, I'm taking the heat for it and letting everybody go, or you be like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
But yeah, no, ain't no need to get no lawyer. As soon as you write a statement of confess, ain't no need to get no lawyer, because they're gonna play it in the courtroom. They're gonna say, well, here's what he said on his confession. He threw.
That's when people don't know the law. They can't use that in court. Some people confess for nothing.
Some people confess the crimes that they didn't even commit.
Yeah, but it says can and will be used against you in the court of law. That's what it says.
Look. The only thing that could actually come out of that is if they say, well, we got your boy on camera actually shooting the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Say you got the right to remain silent. Anything that you say can or will be used against the court of law. So you tell them, just bring my sound. You know, because when you talk, they going to use it against you in the court of law.
Okay, just like they want you to roll your window all the way down when you pull over. But you don't have to roll your window down. I roll my shit an inch. If you can hear me, I can hear you. That's good enough. Give me what you
need. You don't have to even roll your window down. All you got to do is show your driver's license and your insurance. You can show it through the glass. If you roll your window down, he can reach for your driver's license and have a 20 rocker crack right there in his pinky nail and hand your driver's license back to you while you put it back in your wallet, drop that dope off in your car, and then, hey, well, matter of fact, step out for a moment. And he got back, so, oh, this is what I found in here. You too.
But hold on. But see, at that time, they cannot search your car if you got pulled over for a traffic violation. Only time they can search your car is they pull you over for doing suspicious activity.
No, they got probable cause, bro.
Yeah, they just did the guy in Arkansas. He's a law student. His dad's a judge. He was driving a U-Haul truck. They just profiled him. Then had the drug dog come out there and said the drug dog done alerted on some dope. They tore his whole damn U-Haul apart, didn't find no dope. Now they got a federal lawsuit. They make up, they do what they want to do. But if you roll that window down, they put that dope off. And then when the officer there, he going to witness that that's what they found. And then you stuck like
Hold on. And by law, you can look it up.
They cannot search your glove compartment or your truck without a search warrant.
No, you can't give permission to search your vehicle. You got 15-minute Terry stop, but you can tell them you can start under the hood. You can tell them you got 15 minutes. After that 15 minutes, anything that you find is admissible in courtroom. Because they ain't going, they don't get that dog down in 15 minutes. Too late because you got to detain them.
Call your commanding officer. Get him down here.
But see, look, the thing about it is, people, a lot of black motherfuckers or anybody else, they don't know the fucking law. You know what I'm saying? Because they do need to search search your car. If I was sitting up in that motherfucking car and I'm blowing weed and it's illegal, that's probable cause. If they got probable cause, nigga, I'm telling you, nigga, on New Year's Eve one year, nigga, I just came out this party. And I had my burner on my lap. And it was foggy as fuck. And I thought one of my homies was tapping on the window. I rolled down the window. It's the 50s. And they look in and see my goddamn chrome on my lap, nigga. Probable cause.
Yeah, they call plain view doctrine. The plain view doctrine, they see in plain view that you got it in plain view, yeah. But if you tell them they can search your vehicle, it ain't no, I can't just search the glove box. Mm-hmm. They can search the glove box. They can search that whole car because you done granted them permission to.
Right.
If you say, no,
right.
I'm just obtaining a search warrant, that means they going to have to wake the judge up and have them back a search warrant. And if not, you say, I'm going to sit up there and file a what you call. But you tell them, before you stop me, I'm recording this video and audio conversation. What is your reason for stopping me? Before you answer, is your body camera on? If your body camera is not on, you're not in full uniform. Therefore, this is an illegal stop.
It's a whole lot of legal.
It's always a loophole.
But see, the thing about it is, people don't know it, and then sometimes if they do know it, they don't want to use it because maybe they are dirty as a motherfucker. So it's people that don't know it, so they don't say nothing. Nigga, I've been cussing out police ever since I was like, nigga, 18. When I turned 18, nigga, I done went to jail a few times, nigga. I was like, now I know because what you do when you go to jail? You start picking up books and you're going to church.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's the only time, that was the only time I could get out of my cells if I went to chapel, nigga. So that's what you do. You start reading up on shit. So you know shit before anybody else do. But the other people, before all the videos come out to where you can watch, I done seen motherfuckers up here. Nigga, they got the little Barstow shit. And motherfuckers say, I ain't got to roll down my window. What did I do? So it's a whole lot of little shits that happen, but people don't know. And the some people that do know is too scared to even challenge the police.
Exercise that shit, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, what
I
you got to do
my
is, what you got to do is you got to start shepherdizing. That's what my lawyer told me. He said, start shepherdizing your own case, and I had to find out what that is. And what it is, the lawyer just goes speak for you. The paralegal gets online, and they look up in the law books and see any case that's similar to yours that the U.S. Supreme Court has overturned. And then they'll use that in your case against the prosecutor. They'll say in 1983 in Cincinnati, they had this same case where this took place, and the U.S. Supreme Court set up there and threw it out. So therefore, we're going to use that on this case. And then if it goes to the Supreme Court, they got to do the same deal. Once the Supreme Court moves a certain way, they got to keep on ruling. Being pulled over,
it don't even have to get that deep. Most of the time, if you got a good lawyer or not a public pretender, nigga, they fuck around and get that shit out the way quick. You know what I'm saying? But if you do something, sometimes it's on some racist murder, something like that, and then they start comparing cases. If you on a trial, that if you in trial, they can get ready to compare case against somebody else's, against somebody else's. You know what I'm saying? Just to say, like, so my man could have did it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's just like the Plain View doctrine. A man had some weed in his kitchen drawer. He got called out. The police called out for him getting into it with his wife. Well, they didn't have no search warrant. They come in the house, and she like, he got marijuana in the kitchen, in the drawer. They go in there and say, we were arresting you for what they call it. When he went to court, it said in the Plain View doctrine, y'all didn't see that in Plain View, and y'all had no warrant for that. Y'all went on a dismissal disturbance. So, therefore, that has to get thrown out, suppressed and dismissed, because it wasn't in Plain View. You see, so that's how when you go have a warrant, if the address is wrong on that warrant, and it says the warrant is at 4425 and you at 424 and they got the wrong address, that's a lawsuit. If everything in the warrant just says it's supposed to be looking for this and that in the warrant, and they confiscate this in the warrant, and that wasn't what it was signed off by the judge, then that has to be thrown out, suppressed and dismissed.
People don't know. If they don't know, they falls in the hands of the law. You know what I'm saying? One of my boys, he was sitting in the living room on the floor. He was bagging up some weed, right? Niggas in stress, nickel sacks, nigga. Back in the day, you know, nickel sacks was shit, nigga. Let me get 5 nickels. But,
Nigga said get that 3 finger, nigga. You get that 3 finger.
Yeah, 3 fingers in the bag, nigga. So, anyway, this nigga sitting up there, the door unlocked, the shit, bam. He got his weed, he got his boxes, with all this loose weed. I think he had like an elbow. And, you know, he putting them in the fire. His girl come on tripping like a motherfucker. So they arguing. They lived in this back house behind the apartment. So somebody in the apartment called the police. They went to the back of the house. Now they arguing, but when the police come in, what do they see? Probable cause.
Oh, man. It's weed.
Yeah, Plain View doctrine. That's the Plain View doctrine. If they see it in Plain View, because the guy had a plastic bag in his front pocket, but they didn't see the drugs. They just seen the plastic bag, and that's what they put in their statement. They had to throw it out because they didn't see the drugs in there. They just seen the plastic bag protruding from his top
pocket. Back in the days out here in Cali, that's considered to sell. You couldn't walk around. If you got caught with baggies, nigga, you going to jail because of the baggies.
And then they're going to go raid your house.
Yeah.
The batarang about to come knock down your front door.
Nigga, your whole house. Nigga, fuck your door. That motherfucker batarang come right through your pad. But yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Everything is different now. Wait, hold on. Let me see what you see here. Calling from the 901. I'm sorry. I don't know how long you've been sitting there. 901, who this?
What's going on? It's your girl, Miss Jessica, a.k.a. The Goddess. I'm just checking in.
Yeah, that's Miss Jessica. That's my artist I was telling you about, Scratch. That's the artist from Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi. I'll let her give you a rundown.
Yeah, so we can get up off of this. We got 25 minutes left. Let us know about
it's your girl. You know, I'm the goddess, you know, the queen of female rap and female hip-hop in the city of Jackson, trying to take this thing global and international for Mississippi. I sing, I rap, I write, I love to dance, you know. Music is a real passion, and, you know, I appreciate True West and Patrick and DJ Heavy Love for inviting me to, you know, tune in.
Oh, it's all good like firewood. It's good to have you here, you know what I mean? Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, people don't, they don't get the women on there. I want women. I want some women, MC, artists, or whatever, you know, up in the building because, you know, it'll influence other women, young girls, or whatever have you, to come through, you know what I mean? So it's a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, she got that hot form, man. We're going to preview that for Friday's show. You got all the information I sent to you, Scratch, this early this evening?
I think I got the picture.
And the email should be.
Shit, I got to look on the other computer, man.
Yeah, you got me trying to make sure.
Yeah. It's all good, like firewood. I make sure it's that we all
on. I've been rolling with her for about going on 3 years now.
We talking about something. I can put some background music on now.
There you go.
Hey. All right, hold on. Let me see. I'm at the other computer now. So that's Jessica, the R&B and rap goddess.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I got it. Well, let me introduce myself. I am B King.
Okay. What's up?
Yeah. And I am the lover. They call me M Lover.
Mr. Lover,
okay,
lover.
What do you do?
And I'm everywhere your man wants to be. No, I was joking.
No, wait a minute. Now we got 86.
That's, yes, 86. Sir. I'm 86. Bang,
yep.
86, that's my brother, Miss Jessica.
Okay.
And we got Confetti the Real Soldier. He just chimed in.
Okay, yeah. What's up? What's up?
I'm trying to see if he going to come in. Confetti, you there?
There you go.
We get ready to pop them on, man. We got about 22 minutes, so we get ready to get everybody in this boot. Hold on.
Yeah, Confetti tripped me out. I got this barbecue plate. Confetti said, what's in it? I said, Confetti, I'm about as blind as you. I'm just eating because I'm hungry.
Call us from 601. Who is this? 601? Area code?
It's one of my other people here with me. They don't want to talk. I don't know. What's good? You know, it's Wednesday. What y'all got going on? I'm a little late. I just came from the grocery store.
Can you make me a hoagie?
I can make you a sandwich. I can make you a red roll.
Make me a sandwich.
Like red
I want the 2 M's. I don't want no sandwich. I want 2 M's.
You want
a sandwich. I want a sandwich.
Nigga, all you got
to
do is put a bologna.
You
put some bologna and some Miracle Whip on there. That's a sandwich.
Hey, I'm a miracle. I'm a miracle worker. I'm a miracle worker, so why not have Miracle Whip?
Do you guys really know Miracle Whip is not a mayonnaise? That's a dressing for salad.
I know you put that on. Y'all put that on your salad, but I want that. I like that better than mayonnaise, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like it better than mayo, because,
I'm sorry. I can't sit here and say that. I'm sorry.
I know. We from Cali. You know, we from Cali, so, you know, I know my mama, she didn't buy a lot of, like, mayonnaise. She had Miracle Whip. You know what I'm saying?
I'm definitely a ketchup mustard girl.
Hey. I'm gonna catch up. I got the cool whip.
You know, mustard and ketchup, but not on my sandwich, not on my bologna.
I just like mustard only on my bologna.
Yeah,
man, they're in that bologna, boy. They're kids, man. Shit, I went down that farm and seen that bologna. Y'all can have that.
Wait, I know y'all some old down south folks, so I don't know if y'all did it the way we did it in Cali, because we used to turn the fire on and just throw our bologna on the fire. Like,
man,
that's the only way
I can eat bologna. It's fire bologna.
Oh, man.
I cannot eat cold. Oh, God, that shit stinks.
I'm just saying, That's what I do.
No skillet.
I turn the fire. No skillet. No nothing. I throw that motherfucker like a grill.
You gotta put some mustard on it.
It's a mustard. Man, hey, soon as I got some bologna, when I go in the house, nigga is on.
I'm trying to get a number. Can I get your number?
No, that ain't what I can get a number.
They don't want me to have a number. I want to connect with you.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Who this is?
Give love.
Oh.
Mr. Lobba Lobba.
He always love. That ain't what we're doing.
Friday, but she got a hot song, man. I think it's gonna take off real well. Especially with the strip club, we gonna get that on the way Friday night, so y'all make sure everybody out there in True Wrestling tune in. We got Miss Jessica from Mississippi, a multi-talented singer, rapper, songwriter, choreographer, web designer, web designer.
Now she's taking my job.
I need her. Can I have you?
Yes,
I need you.
That's my job. No, we can collaborate and work together.
This is love. I need you.
And I'm in Texas, you know, he's the last of everything.
Let me get in early.
You're about to get a timeout, goddammit.
Oh, you're going to put him in timeout?
Come on, man.
I'm glad to bring her. I got another female artist, an R&B singer. I'll be introducing to her about another week when she comes back from Atlanta.
Let me ask you this. We got 15 minutes. How long have you been in the industry?
I've been in the industry since 2010. I put out my first tape in 2010. I started doing shows in 2011. I was featured in WXL magazine in 2013. I've performed in New York in 2007, 16. So after being in Atlanta, I performed in Memphis. I performed in Chicago in 2019. I even shout out to Pat. You know, he linked me up with Phil Davis from Public Announcement, and I had the opportunity of writing part two to John Doe. I don't know if y'all remember that song Public Announcement had John Doe. I had the opportunity to write part two, so I'm getting my songwriting game up.
We're
going to
give her a round of applause.
Yeah, you got my number two. Give her my number two.
Mr. Edward.
I want to talk to her.
Yo, go ahead, bro.
No, I'm saying, yeah, he be looking out, Mr. Edward. He'll put you in the game.
I tell everybody, man, I do this stuff for real, man. My brother be amazed at who I know. I say, I don't even tell him everybody I know. I just call him on the phone, like, look, this is, he like, oh, goddamn, man, damn. And I do that. She went to Chicago. I'm like, hold on. She like, I'm in Chicago. I don't know. I said, hold on, let me call. I call Phil. I'm like, hey, Phil, I got my homegirl.
She hired me down there in Chicago and linked me with Phil Davis from Public Announcement. So, you know, I'm in Jackson right now. Jackson, Mississippi? Yeah, Jackson, Mississippi, by way of Memphis, you know, but Jackson, Mississippi, Jackson, real Jackson, Jackson shit.
I forgot what we did the show right out there. That shit was so turned out. I was loving that shit. Damn.
Come back.
Well, see, you know, back then I was with NWA. I did shit with Tupac. You know, and I did a lot. I was with Tone Loc. I'm trying to remember. I think I was out there with Tone. We was out there wild thinging it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I went out there with Easy them too, but I forgot the name of the place where we was at, but that shit was
Woo-woo. No telling. It sounds like David Banner and Kamikaze Wildlife Society, you know, days.
Yeah, we was out there. It was turned up. They was like, whatever y'all
yeah.
want.
Them Firewater boys back then.
Firewater boys, yeah.
Hey, look, I was telling, I told them, I said, I need some St. Ives. They said, we don't have no St. Ives out here, but we'll get you some. So when we pulled up, they had like 3 cases of St. Ives over that motherfucker. I was like, y'all my motherfuckers.
You know this is a hospitality state.
I'm like,
already.
Yeah, we got Deion Sanders here now. He coaching Jackson State University HBCU. He really got us turned up.
Oh hell yeah! If they stop, if they stop stealing this shit.
Okay. They jacking for real.
Give a
yeah,
clap for that one.
Right.
Hold on. Let me get a clap for that one. There we go. Stop killing that nigga shit. He out there trying to make it happen for y'all motherfuckers, man. And y'all
okay.
See up there gonna take his motherfucking shit. Don't do that to Deion Sanders. Do you know, nigga? If anything, y'all steal something from somebody else and give it to Deion.
Okay.
That's what y'all do, man. He trying to make
you know what you know, Deion, they said it's like
both and look, it ain't just about just Deion Sanders. That nigga got the whole NFL behind him. He can make
Thanks.
That town shine.
He's making it happen out there, man. He got the stuff for the soccer team I seen he's doing for.
Yeah, and the volleyball
team. He's making moves, man. He's making locker room stuff and all kind of advances, man. And all, not only that, he's getting them on the national spotlight. So that's an A plus that he's out there doing, you know.
I'll be turned up knowing Deion Sanders in my town. Trying to make a difference. I don't give a damn if we was 0-20. Nigga, I'm...
Okay. The thing is, we weren't winning no games. Like, it's just the fact that I guess of having somebody truly believe in you, you know what I'm saying, or even act like they believe in you.
Y'all just went to the game because it was cheaper than the club. Y'all sit up there and hear all the new clubs and then be a young boy by the band. So they're like, hey, we can go to the game for 15 instead of pay 20 to get in the club. No, I'm just joking.
Hey, look. I like Deion Sanders when he was with the 49ers, you know what I'm saying, because I'm a 49ers fan. Let's put it in the air. Hold on, we're going to clap it up for the 49ers.
Hello, Cowboys.
But, you know what? People who know who Deion Sanders is, they're going to stand up and say, God damn, that's Deion Sanders on the sideline.
Yep, and he got his two sons here too. You know what I'm saying? I need to pull down on one of them.
Don't let me spit out my alcohol. That's all I'm talking about. I'm taking a sip of my drink. Don't let me spit that shit out. I gotta clean up. Oh well, do your thing. That's what you gotta do. Do your thing, yeah. I ain't tripping. But look though, check this out. Let everybody know where they can find you. You know, on your social medias or whatever. Then if they have loved one to Mac then, he can Mac then. He can't Mac now.
Okay. All right. You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, at Miss Jessica. That's MSJESSECA. You know, I'm the goddess of the gang. You can find me on Twitter also. It's Miss Jessica. You can visit MissJessica.com, MSJESSECA.com. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Apple, all the major digital platforms. You can Shazam my shit. Shazam it, you know. And, yeah.
Hey, so look, check this out. I think we should do a little bit later than Friday, because Friday is a couple of days at least. If we do it next week, we could give her a little promo. You know what I'm saying? It's all up to y'all. If if y'all want to do it, that we're giving over the weekend to where you will be able to, you know, promote yourself on your platforms or whatever.
Yeah, we'll do that. It's going to be Wednesday, Miss Jessica. That'll be Wednesday.
Yeah, okay, cool.
He had a flyer up and everything.
Did she call in?
Yeah, I called in.
She called in. Yeah, so we'll do that Wednesday. Now I'll send you the flyer. So
did you
say 165?
Well, look, I'm going to tell y'all this, man. Check this out. We only got about 8 minutes left. I don't know if I would have. Nah, I don't think I'm going to play. I ain't played none of my Tupac songs tonight, man.
Play some Tupac. Man, don't
listen to
Tupac.
All right, check this out.
Hey, Scratch.
Huh?
Hey, Scratch. Play one of them we rarely hear. Say, baby girl, give my number, man. I want to hook up with you for real.
I don't know. I'm gonna play my favorite. Fuck all this. We still got Friday. Friday we'll give a whole Pac session and play all of it. This is my nigga Tupac. Check this out, man. Rest in peace. I love you, my nigga.
It's Pac Machiavelli. I'm in the studio, drunk than a motherfucker. Ready to freestyle this shit and do it live for all my dogs. For all my dogs out there raising hell, just to see a young nigga raise the bell. Stepped out on the streets fresh from jail, all the police wanna rag and tail, not knowing that I stacked my mail. All these niggas wanna see me fail. That's just the intro as I sit back and rock this instrumental. After the fire comes the rain, after the pleasure there's pain. Even though we broke for the moment, ball in the game. Tell them, yo, my military, be prepared for the buffer similar to bitches is scary, get you near me. We run some visions of overpack prisons, millions of niggas thugs living in pressures. Restructs, I hope they don't tell us. The polar heater, ammunition and quakes. Move it out of spam, let me slide down. Pistols and blicks, they got me. Feeding for coming, see the money, you going to suck them. Dreaming, singing scenes of me balling, officiated in this misbehavior. Cop the cops, 4-5, snatching niggas' papers. Labeled a mark soon as we start, it was hard to quit. Started out drinking 40s, who the hardest shit. Goddamn, now I'm a grown man, I follow no man. Niggas got my own plan, in my hand got the 45. I can get live to survive, make these niggas die. While getting high, though we cry when these thugs bug. Niggas are leaving their caskets, that's what you get. Player hating bastards. Me and my clique's so legit. We keep a 50 on us. Niggas know you can't touch us when they get to come against us. These niggas be defensive. It's business. Knocking niggas back on the fist.
Wait, man.
Grenades, landmines, and Glock 9. Triple beams, screams, and busted spleens, and broken spines, broken bones, and open domes from exploding chromes. I got a home in Rome. How you holding home? You still throwing stones? Breaking niggas for they figure shooting bones. I got every kind of ammo from Glocks to slingshots and rocks to an excellent cock with a closed boat and red dot.
Okay, let's go.
Don't.
Look at this death row, West Side, nigga. Fuck them all. Westside, nigga.
Get your cash on, nigga.
You know how we do.
Rubber
it.
Niggas close their eyes. See the dreams and they sleep. Death row.
Don't fall asleep, nigga. Don't fall asleep. Eyes open. Sleep wide open.
Get your cash on, nigga. Rubber niggas close their eyes.
Quit staring at me like an infrared, nigga.
Fall asleep.
Pictures of plenty. Sipping my glass full of Henny. Hands on my semi. Automatic kill for pennies. Approach for contact. Cause I'm live, I multiply. Soon as I open fire, niggas die. We're open. Scared to take a nap, it's a trap. A long maze, dreaming of getting stacks, making scraps the wrong way. What the song say, we murder motherfuckers daily. Blackout, blow the track out, my lyrics never fail me. I inhale strong weed to release the stress. Deliver the bomb shit from the east to west. Like, yeah, yo, niggas pull out when I face up. Commit to popping motherfuckers, copy
cash on the gas to beep. Up in
where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? We gon' do it like this. Yeah. Hey, tell you ready, check it. I got 7 Mac 11s, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10 Mac 10. The shit never ends. You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and them 357 bitches. Biggie Paul, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb spread. Little Daddy got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might miss Christmas. I tote guns, I make number runs. I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana, sip the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad hells, my boy Jaquel from the avenue to jail cells. Oh my God, I'm chopping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at their christening.
About a minute left, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank everybody for coming out. You know, man, you know, after hours is always after hours. You know what I'm saying? I wish y'all could call in 323-642-1597. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get Scotty D on the line so he can give you guys an idea of what's getting ready to happen, because there's some big shit about to happen. And we want all of y'all to be a part of it, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's what the fuck we do. We want everybody to be a part of what's going on, you know. It's not a point of, you know, excluding people, discriminating against people or nothing like that, man. It's just so many things that we got going on and trying to fulfill, not just for us, but for all of us, you know what I mean? So it's deep, you know what I'm saying? It's probably too late for y'all to call in, 323-642-1597, but we can ready to go on the after hours. It's something that y'all don't know about. That means I ain't got to sit up here and play music. I just sit up here and talk shit. You get what I'm saying? Here's on Friday. Yay, yay. Get the fuck out of here. I thought Scotty was going to be in this motherfucker. Man, this nigga right here, boy.
He ain't calling?
Nah, that nigga going 18 miles an hour. We got a cool little... We got some good news, so he just...
He's all on the radio still.
Yeah, I'm on there. Hey, yo.
Have love.
Have love.
Is Jessica still here?
No, Jessica.
What it do? What it do?
And then we got
that nigga in,
nah, I'm just
in love with pressing her ass like she, you know what I mean? Come on, man.
Yeah,
no,
he don't put a full court press on her and warm up.
Man, y'all cut it out, because I ain't get the preliminary in.
You talking about got whipped cream? Come on, man. That ain't the question.
He done put a full court press on. He's going to inbound the ball.
Damn, at least talked to her a couple of times and did try to make them move. Every time a woman come on.
I didn't shoot no shot. Yeah, come on, y'all. I did not come out there and jump off.
Can I get your number?
Be all right. I bring you one down there here when me and Buddha come down there, man.
Y'all play too much, man. I ain't doing stuff with y'all. Y'all too serious.
Bring him a midget.
Y'all too serious.
Yeah, he already seen what I got. He seen my arsenal already. I showed him last night.
Yeah.
I got some weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Okay,
and I'm about to self-destruct.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I sent him down there. You're going to be saying, I am about to explode. Whoa.
Over there, we're back.
say, my new logo is. Y'all know what my new logo is? A gorilla holding some jumper cables.
I'm going to bring you one down there, man. She got croutons on your salad, man.
You're
gonna
be
like croutons on
yourself. That shit fucked me up. That nigga said gorilla with jumper cable. Hold on, now I gotta do it.
I'm a gorilla with jumper cable. Say that. That's the baddest motherfucking logo it is. I want a gorilla over the earth with some jumper cables in his hand, fitting to hook it up to the equator. I think can't nobody draw that.
I got one question. What the fuck you on?
What you mean what I'm on?
I'm
sober tonight. Y'all fuck, I'm so tight.
I ain't took
my government medicine.
I have not had an alcoholic beverage.
I have not had any PCP within the last 5 hours.
Nigga, you still going on a trip.
It's still water in the swimming pool, nigga. It's still water in the swimming pool.
Hey, I smoked a shrimp early in the day. That's it. That shit gone. And that shit was pond water. See, y'all don't understand. See, one thing about y'all, Scratch know what shrimp is out there on the West Coast. But see, out here in Texas, it's different. Cause these
you ain't never had no L.A.
shirt. I'm just saying this shit.
Hey, hold on.
See,
check this out.
But see,
I got some white man nigga that'll have you get butt naked.
Yeah. See, I'm a cook. I know how to cook the shit. I know the ingredients to cook some good with to make
it.
But I don't do that shit no more. I ain't gonna do that shit.
You just did it 5 hours ago, nigga. So what you talking about?
I said 5 hours. This shit wouldn't work for them. And I was shit
so
dumb before, nigga.
So now you 5 hours sober till you find some good shit.
No, because this dude come over here. No, the dude come over here and told me he wanted me to sample what he got.
And you want to be a guinea pig. And niggas are taking shit right now that's killing them. But you were like, oh, let me sample what you got. Come on, man.
But see, I know how far to go. I know how far to go. I know what to do.
I ain't jumping in no line and shit.
But you're not understanding, like, they're cutting that shit. And now they're cutting it with other shit that's killing motherfuckers.
They're cutting it with that fentanyl. Like, I'm telling you, everything.
Yeah, because they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing.
You sit here and they talk about come and try this, and you're like, okay.
Niggas, they don't know what they're doing. I know how to look at the bottle. See, the difference is I know what it looks like when it's cooked. I know how to prepare it. I know how to hold that motherfucking bottle up to the light and look at the liquid and tell what's in the liquid. I know what's in there.
So you trying to tell me you count every chocolate chip and every cookie?
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, right.
Flying right now. He talking about that shit ain't no good, nigga. You high right now.
No, I'm not. You're sitting here defending something
that you're talking about you quit, and you know what it is, but you don't know what they put in that shit. You really don't.
Nope.
My mama ex niggas used to cook this shit. They killed this nigga because he was competition.
Yeah.
So I know
I've done a lot of shit.
I sold a lot of drugs and cooked a lot of shit.
On another note, what's been going on in the world around other than what I'm doing? What is more important than what I'm doing? Let's talk about that.
Well, I mean, this could be some important shit because we care about you and don't want you to go.
I just got home early this morning, man.
I'm not dealing with that. That's not even an obstacle. It's not even on the course. I just passed that obstacle. See, that's the problem. See, when y'all catch me after I done passed it, and y'all try to bring me back to it, you can't do that.
We gotta bring you back to it. You bring yourself back to it.
I'm on a fish fry right now. I'm waiting for this grease to get high and fucking down some fish fries in this grease.
You can't tell no man
to jump out of no plane and you afraid of heights. You know what I mean? That's the deal. I can't tell no man to jump out no plane, and I'm afraid of heights. You know, that's just it.
My point is,
he's going to jump out the plane or not. Because I ain't going to be on the plane. I'm going to be on the ground.
We wouldn't talk about just you if we didn't care
it's
about
It's all
you.
Love, man. I tell you, man. I lost 10 people in 30 days, bro. In the last 30 days, I lost 10 people. 10.
Nine friends and
one of my cousins' mother. 10 people in 30 days, bro. That's a world record for me.
It's not about reflecting the world off of you. It's trying to get you to at least hear motherfucker voices because in 30 seconds we can go to somewhere else real quick. Ain't like we on the radio. Because this is just some backwater stuff, you know what I'm saying? Back in here, just up, you know what I'm saying? Like a party line. So, you know, that's the only thing we want to know. We can change this subject quick. We just want to let you know, nigga, you got people in your goddamn corner that's behind you and don't want you to do that shit. If you want to do it, that's on you. Keep it up.
I'm good with that. I appreciate that.
Well,
I appreciate
it. Take it to heart. I'm gonna tell you what, hell, I almost lost my stepson last week. He got a hold of some bad stuff and OD'd and went to the hospital. I said that's his second time. I told his mama third time get your black dress on. Third time is the charm.
Yeah, I ain't got time for this shit, man. I'm on to some more shit. I'm moving forward. Tomorrow I got other business to take care of. I got some real life shit going on over here. I gotta get my truck fixed so that I can get around to move around to come see you guys. I got a 1999 Cadillac Escalade out there that needs some attention. And I've been bullshitting, fucking my money off. I fuck with this shit. But tomorrow morning, everything goes on my truck. I'm taking care of my business. Mm-hmm. I got to get my business now.
Man, use the longevity, man. Like I say, you know, I done had too many deaths, man, and one in 30
I cannot cry
years.
Over spoiled milk. I'm not going to cry over that.
I
bump my head. It's one thing to bump your head. And
you know
and
what
the
they told
on.
Me yesterday? And I talked to you about it. AC called me. He said, man, get home and call Hell Love. Something about his eyes. Get home and call Hell Love. That's why I called your ass last night. What's going on,
I
man? My brother just said something about you. What you call it? That's all love, bro. I ain't never seen you face to face. Well, guess what? It's all love. And that's what we saying, man.
And check this out. Right now, I put me some glasses together. I found my prescription. I put me some glasses together now. I got my glasses on now. They ain't pretty. They don't look good. I look like a nerd. But I can see now.
Yeah, the women.
I can see now. It's around.
The nerds get all the women. Hell, you one step ahead of the game.
All I need is a white piece of tape in the middle.
As long as you ain't looking like Latrell Lamar on Revenge of the Nerds, you all right.
You wrong for this.
You ain't right.
Hey, you crazy as fuck, because you know that nigga actually came to my motherfucking studio one time. Yep, that motherfucker was in nerves. The black dude that was in nerves.
He said a rap by little old me, Lamar.
But that motherfucker, I don't know if he was trying to act like he was G, but he was cool. You know what I'm saying? I was like,
that was just acting, man. He wasn't
I wanted to ask that nigga so bad.
He was burning up.
I was just sitting there, that nigga in my studio, and I'm going, I know it's this nigga, but I'm not getting ready to, I ain't going to entertain this shit.
Yeah, I'm going to see a little run around with the headband on the track meet now.
Hey, who is this? Scratch, what's
it? Of course. Oh, that's a... Hold on, I didn't stop that. That's a confetti beat. I didn't know that shit was still there.
That was a confetti beat. We need to take Hell Love out of the confetti state, man. We just put you on the rooftop, and you look at all that little eye candy going by, man. So much eye candy out there to stand and shoot, man. Sunday when we went out there, they were just coming and going.
Hey. Hey. Y'all gotta be quiet. I'm just sitting up here listening to this shit. Y'all keep talking.
I'm waiting on the verse to come in.
Oh, it ain't no verses. He's all track.
That's just all track. Oh, man, shoot. Who did that track, Scratch?
Me.
Scratch on the track. Come. I tell him, do you want your cool bag? It's so black. When you see me, I hope I don't go back. Just slanging and banging and all that good old stuff. I'm roughing it up. All that hood old stuff. Cut down with Hell Love. And you know, we gonna go with shit. This game like the black pony. For sure. For real. Nah, I'm just playing with y'all. I don't rap.
Hey, it's all good.
That old rap, I let y'all do that.
Man. I
had to move from computer to computer because shit, I'm like, shit, I ain't got to sit over there playing no music. So I just scooted over to the other chair.
Oh, yeah? That bitch is nice, Fred. That's like that nice. Yeah, right there, nice. I like that one.
I don't even see it. Y'all hear the bass up out of that shit. And me and my wife gonna come out here and be like, can you turn the bass down a little bit? Ooh-wee. And look, that motherfucker 86, this is a whole, it's a, the 86 track, I ain't gonna play you the 86 track.
Hey, this is, I can't find that collateral damage, man. Your SoundCloud, it ain't got nothing on SoundCloud, and I didn't see it on MySpace either.
I'll find it. I'll send you the link.
I can't wait for 86 to do these pockets, man. That shit is different. That's like one of my favorite ass songs.
That's crazy.
That shit is so hard, bro. And everybody gonna feel that shit, nigga.
Yep. Yeah,
that pocket is tight, nigga.
Man, I appreciate it.
Oh, you feel you got that pocket?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I got another version of the pocket.
Oh, you got another version?
Yeah, but he just got.
We don't redo it.
Oh hell!
It's the same version, but it's just a different track.
Okay, yeah, that's something going hard though. I'm gonna have to hear that when y'all get ready.
Yeah, when I put his old version on top of what I was doing when I first sent it to him. Yeah, but shit, man, I'm telling you, man, it's getting ready to go down, man. You know, all that other bullshit ain't nothing but chewed up grass. You know, I ain't talked to Isaac ass in fucking days.
Oh man, let me tell you, man, this dude from Houston, the guy from Houston, they both be doing a Stop the Violence Theater in Houston. He called me, he's like, yeah, man, I'm gonna put you on the phone with my investor. The next thing you know, Isaac, you there? Yeah, man, yo. I said, oh, shit, no. I told him after he hung up. I said, Isaac ain't got $10. He told me, Isaac, you going to send that $400? Yeah, give me the cash out, man. I'll just send it, man. I'm real busy right now. I'll send it to you. Just give me the cash out. I said, Isaac ain't got $40, bro.
No.
He said, huh? I said, if you think you're getting $20,000 from him for this damn concert, y'all going to be standing in the rain like Orange Juice Jones down in Houston, bro. I said, he ain't got no money. Man, what? I said, yeah. Going to be standing in the rain like Orange Juice Jones.
Right.
He said, I want to blow up. I want to go real big around the world. I want you to blow me up with my music. That's what Isaac was saying when he's on the deal. When he's asking Isaac about the investment. Yeah, man. I told Buddha. I said, man, don't introduce nobody else to Isaac, man. Isaac ain't got no money. He's a fake coming to America.
I talked to Issa that one day. We played his white ass. So I haven't heard from Isaac ever since I busted that nigga out. I thought we was gonna bust him out on the radio show. But the nigga was like, well, somebody said that you was mad at me. And I had to let him know what the fuck was going on. Nigga, you broke. You broke as fuck. You ain't got no trunking or whatever the fuck this called. You ain't got shit. Nobody don't know what I got. You don't have shit because you...
You don't have nothing, man.
You sit up your ass and selling for like $600,000 like you gonna make it. You ain't gonna make it because no shit is white.
Yeah,
I haven't heard from that cat since.
And ain't nobody heard from him because he knows. But like I said, I told old boy when he called me, and then said, hold on, I'm calling my investor. And he called and I just answered the phone. I just laughed. I said, y'all have been fooled because he ain't got 10 cents.
We ain't been fooled because we didn't make no moves for today.
I tell him, shoot.
We didn't make no moves with that nigga. That nigga, he was sitting up there trying to get in and think that we was like some dumb type of ass.
Well, movies. See, he was trying to get in good with the Durwood dude by saying, Durwood, I'm going to bring all these people to you, then can you kick me something out? Durwood specifically said on the phone that he don't get no money for nothing.
I hear
you. He said all he is, he acquires things, cars and property. He don't spend no money on investing in nobody's music career or movie career or none of that stuff. He says he don't do that. Flat out.
Very rude.
You know, so that's the world. We ain't even got to worry about Isaac calling no more, promoting, doing nothing. You ain't heard nothing about no cops.
And look, they was supposed. He was talking about trying to do a show tomorrow. I was like, don't you pay? Send me where I need to send the bill to, nigga.
Send a bill. You would be just sending the bill. You might as well send it to Bill Clinton or Bill Cosby or Bill Lambert, because that's the only bill you gonna be able to send it out to.
Well, them be the only motherfucker.
They probably ain't got no office.
If they got the bill, I bet you they'll pay it before he will. So.
They gonna beat you out of 48 cents because they gonna send the letter back to you. You gonna lose 48 cents in the shuffle.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you motherfucker, man. I just told him, I was like, nigga, your boss was the motherfucker that told me that you was broke, nigga. Not told me, but he told my boys. Nigga, you broke. You ain't got shit. They don't know how much money I got.
Oh, he know me, Confetti, and Buddha, and him, me, Confetti, and Durwood, and what you call was on the line.
Oh, yeah, I know. Durwood trying to keep his ass out of getting fucked up.
Yeah, well, he know. That's why he sent his crash dummy. He's
in
a crash dummy to recruit some crash
dummy,
you know? And that's what it is.
Man, the motherfuckers just... See, the whole thing about it is, man, you can't... First of all, you can't run a game on the game maker. That's going to be the first thing that got to be seen. I'm getting buzzed now, so hell yeah. Nigga, I'm going to get tequila and some goddamn apple juice. It's on. But, you can't run game on the game maker. So anybody who got game is going to sit around and try to really figure out what you up to before they make a move. It's like if a nigga say, nigga, I need an elbow like a motherfucker right now. It ain't going to be like, nigga, you just walk up and give me the elbow and I give you the money. Nigga, let me see what I'm working with first. You know what I mean? You want to see what you got. Now, see, if you got people that trust you, like fucking A6 and Confetti, if they send me a couple of dollars for tracks and I send them tracks, they don't know me, but it's something different, nigga. When you sitting up there talking about millions of dollars or something like that, nigga, I ain't get ready to just hand you my money and you just go give me the product and say, nice doing business with you. That shit is stupid. So you have to fuck around and you know, work some shit out like that. But see, if you don't have that type of skill, all your shit just fucked up. It's just like when the nigga told you told that nigga something about, nigga, I'm a gangster, nigga, and he come and try to put it back on me of all people.
Uh-huh.
Of all people, he threw that shit on me. I'm going, I know this motherfucker didn't just say what I thought he said. And my son sitting next to me, so I turn on the microphone. Oh, my God.
Well, I broke that play up. You know, it didn't take long because I kept hearing this Isaac. And when I heard first met Isaac over the phone and he talking about he got to go, he got to catch a cab. I'm like, God damn, this multimillionaire got to catch a cab. In Miami,
like, yeah, man, I was in Dubai. You know, I was in Dubai. I was, you know, I went here, I went there. You know, I was talking to one of the richest people in Dubai, and he was just saying all this shit.
You make him think that he's the king of Zamunda.
So,
y'all think he goddamn
so,
king of Zamunda.
Let me tell you the first thing that happened. It's like, I ain't got to tell you what the fuck I did. I got to tell you where the fuck I went and who I know or anything like that. That's when you know when people are actually flossing because they trying to throw their resume out there. Nigga, I didn't ask you about your resume. Now, they ask me about my resume, I tell them. But I ain't got to throw that shit out there. You know, motherfucker out there, and he acting like he high post and motherfucking with that cocky-ass attitude, I'm going to throw my goddamn 30 cent in there. And then it's going to be a rap after that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is about people, man. I got to be the most humblest motherfucker around.
Yeah. That's how I am, man. Scratch, I'm like this, man. If I can help somebody, then I'm going to help, especially with this music game, man. I live this stuff. I don't go to bed like 4 o'clock in the morning. I get off the phone with y'all, and then I have another music business call. And it'll be like this and that. And then I'll be like, okay, when I wake up, I'll be like, okay, I got to analyze my last night's music business call and then figure out what I can do to enhance that, whatever I had going on.
What I say earlier, wake up and start over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what it is, my nigga. See, this is hungry. You know what I'm saying? I'm hungry. I ain't starving, but I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm.
We got too much. It's too much people with knowledge. It's too much talent. It's too much dedication. Because, man, and once again, you at age 6. You know what I'm saying? All of us, man. I'm glad that you guys call the show. Every time I see 86 pop up, I'll be like, my nigga, call the show again.
Man, this is, even though, I'm late fading out. You know, I be getting up early, but, man, it's a highlight of my week. My wife be like, you need to get on the radio? You know, so it's an honor, man. Shit.
When I see y'all numbers pop up, because, of course, me and JoJo and Confetti and Buddha Ali, we was always on here anyway. But to have y'all two calling, you know, faithfully, that means a whole lot to me, man. Because we getting ready to take this to a different level. Just like I said, man, we're about to go to XM, or we going to Sirius. We going one of those motherfuckers. Because once we get there, that's worldwide. If you got it in your core, you got a new core, nigga, you can go to True West Radio. They're going to be like, this True West Radio niggas is crazy. Then we are kicking into another gear, and then we going to be getting paid for it.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Oh, man.
I'm saying, man, putting the collective minds together. Getting some organization And then restructure, man. He can structure the 6-7 city tour, man, just off of sponsorships alone. Tech companies and liquor companies are the two major sponsors on most tours that's going on these days. So we just got to reach and research on a tech company or a liquor company. Like, look, we're going to do this, this, and this, and that. And, shit, man, they get it. What's the budget? Okay, this is the budget because we didn't find out what the venues are running. And all that, give a ballpark budget figure. And they're like, okay, we're going to kick this in. And be like, what you call it, present? Boom, True West Tour.
We get the Axiom or Sirius, that shit is already a done deal. I still got all these people that's talking about doing some tours in May. You know, I was like, well, I ain't going to get on the tour bus. They got to pick me up from my house. I did that when I did the American Gangster Tour. The motherfucker tour bus pulled up, and everybody on the block was like, what the fuck? Basically, taking the whole studio on the bus and all that shit. Motherfucker was taking pictures and shit. That's what motherfuckers need. And that's what I want to get all of us. If we go jump on a tour, nigga, we getting ready to go out in style, nigga. It ain't just about style. We going to get paid. But, nigga, I still want to look good while we getting paid. You notice I said we. It's not about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people be, that's what people think. They think about themselves other than the people that got your back. Even though you know them or not. I ain't never looked none of y'all motherfuckers in the face except for confetti. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's good, though. Go ahead.
It feels better. It feels better like that than niggas that I've been seeing all my goddamn life. I'm going to give them motherfuckers a fucking dime. Because if it was something that I was doing that you believed in, you'd have been behind me all the time, even to this day. It's motherfuckers who had my back, and I ain't seen them motherfuckers for years. But I'm still grinding.
Yeah. That's what I try to do. I sit up there, and that's what I, you know, once I build a relationship with an artist on a friendship level, then it's like, look, I'm going to do what I can to push up music. I'm like, okay, where you say yeah? Okay, I'm calling a studio in that city. I got my people. If I got my people's out there, hey, look out for these personnel. If I got an artist that's out there or whatever, hey, man, I got this artist. Y'all tap in with each other. That's how I try to link in like that. And it didn't work to perfection. Like, I had girls go to the Baton Rouge. They didn't know nothing about Baton Rouge. My partner down there picked them up, took them to the club, fed them, put them up in the hotel room. They came back this way. They like, man, we appreciate it, Mr. Edward. You, God dang, man, we thought we were going to get killed down there. And your boy took us. And I said, that's how I move and operate. It's just like somebody go to Miss Jessica went to Chicago. She didn't know nobody up there. She said, I'm just trying to try something different. I'm like, hold on. I'm going to call Phil Davis. I called Phil. What's up, Phil? Yeah, man, what's up, man? I'm like, hey, man, I got my homegirl. She up there in Chicago. She don't know nobody. She sings. She raps. She write her own song. He's like, man, what you call her? He checked this stuff out. He's like, oh, man, no, you come on over here to the studio. So she started working on writing on that John Doe Part 2 for that public announcement album that they were working on. But, you know, I always try to put people in a situation where they can always grow from that. You know, I don't – how much you charge? And say, man, I do it for the love. You throw me something on the back end, cool. But as far as me, you're saying, okay, this is what you call it, because I'm going to get money regardless. That's what I tell anybody. I'm going to get money if I sleep. I'm already sleeping, thinking about how I'm going to get money when I get up. So me worried about, ain't got to worry about all that. If Scratch go make it, 86 go make it, Confetti go make it, Booty go make it, JoJo go make it, Sweet Pea go make it, whoever go make it, I'm glad. I'm happy that she done got there. Because that's one of less people that we had to worry about going in the system. You see, that's what I always tell even the youngsters. I'm like, man, y'all get in there and y'all write y'all some rhymes and write y'all some hooks and come by, I'm going to teach you how to write them. And then I'm going to get you in a studio situation. You know, what you call it? I'd rather see y'all doing that than trying to be out here posted up doing all kind of dumb shit, you know. And some listen and some don't, you know.
Well, motherfucker ain't get ready. If a nigga sitting on the block, nigga making motherfucking a couple, a G or two a night, they ain't even gonna listen to what the hell you got to say about that.
But then I tell them the ups and downs. I've been there. Everything that I learned, I've been there. I can point you exactly. Oh yeah, we already know that. So that's why, you know, everything I'm trying to do, I'm trying to deal with.
You know, my son is probably the youngest motherfucker that we would fuck around and be dealing with, you know, unless it's somebody else is just as, possibly my son, nigga. My son been, nigga, I think was 7 years old, I'd be like, who made this? Who made that? Who made this? That nigga been listening to oldies and shit all his fucking life. My son knows hip-hop. And that's the thing about a whole lot of motherfuckers. They don't know hip-hop. So you get these young motherfuckers that start asking questions about hip-hop history and they don't know. They don't even need to be rappers. They don't even need to be rappers. Because everybody thinks that, especially youngsters, they think rapping is rapping. You put some words together. You got a cool beat, people don't understand. If you got a tight beat, you got a tight hook, you got a tight song, period. They don't get, motherfuckers don't know your word. You know what I'm saying? People don't know people's word. Now that beat come on, that shit is cracking, and then the hook crack off, and they like the hook. Nigga, that's your song. Yo, rap don't mean a motherfucking thing. How many motherfucking songs have you heard?
Pop Smoke got that, whatever the name of that song is, he just sampled that Genuine. What you know about love, I got what you need.
And the beat is cracking.
Yeah, and all the world is fed up with Genuine.
But what are they saying? Shit.
He wasn't even born when that song came out. So it's fresh to him and old to us.
The rap itself don't mean a goddamn thing. That's the pinnacle of the song. It's the beat. It's the hook. I'm gonna tell you something. Even 86 song with Ray J. I love the song like a motherfucker, but if Ray J would have put just a little bit more sprinkle on there, that motherfucker, that shit would be a definite hit. You know, it wasn't no doubles, no ad-libs, really, that was big. Because that's what it is. That's what they call a hook.
Yeah.
It's a chorus, but, you know, the hook, it means like, nigga, that's grabbing you and throwing you in. Any song that you ever heard, the hook is what people learn first. They don't know what the fuck you talking about. Motherfucker be like, yeah, I'm in the club. Yeah, I'm in the club. That's what people gonna know. They gonna know the beat and they gonna go, yeah, I'm in the club. Everybody rock as fuck, but I'm just using it as an example. They learn your words later. You know what I'm saying? Have you noticed if you in a club and if nobody know the song, consumers, people who buy records, they know when the break coming if they don't know the song. They know that hook is coming in. And everybody start breaking that shit down when that hook come in. Everybody is just out on the floor just fucking it up. And then when the words come back in, everybody go back to side to side type of shit. Oh, when that hook come back in, they back out there. Hook. The beat and the hook, your words don't mean nothing until later. And consumers don't know about lyrics. It's like anything, the songs that we got on here with 86, I'm a record. I make records, so I know I love it. Cause he got lyrics. Motherfuckers not listening to that right now. So it's just something that we have to drill into the motherfucker head that us old heads are still out here, motherfuckers. So don't be thinking, nigga, all of us together will take out any young nigga. Nigga, any motherfucker, the Quavos, whatever the fuck. Any young nigga right now, I guarantee you, between me, 86, Confetti, nigga, my son, he in a bracket. Nigga, my son. Nigga, and a few other niggas, we'll slay any young niggas that come. Woo-woo. Daddy, man. Everybody on this motherfucker sleep. I'm gone.
Oh, you gone?
Nigga, oh, y'all motherfuckers. I know Confetti gone because he ain't seeing nothing.
Yeah, shit. Oh yeah, I got a phone call. I got to take. Then came through.
Well,
took
y'all go
call.
Over y'all thing, man. It's been great,
so
man. Yeah, I'll holler at y'all tomorrow. And then we'll fuck around and be back on the show Friday. All right. Yeah.
All right.